All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Just in case you didn't know it, the human feet perspire about a half a pint of fluid a day. You really needed to know that, didn't you? Well, hey, good morning and welcome to April 19th with the History of Everyday Guys, Scott Cooper. So let's talk about what happened on this day in history. On this day in 1995, a truck full of explosives destroys the Alfred P. Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City. 168 people are killed. An assault on the Waco cult headquarters of the Branch Davidian sect near Waco, Texas, ends in a deadly fire on this day in 1993. In 1897, the world's oldest annual marathon run in Boston, Massachusetts, takes place. Mae West was sentenced for an obscene stage performance to 10 days in a workhouse and fined $500 on this day in 1927. On this day in 1945, the popular musical Carousel opens at the prominent Majestic Theater in New York City. 1,500 CIA-trained forces of Cuban exiles invade southern Cuba in the Bay of Pigs on this day in 1961. 118 are killed and 1,202 are captured by Cuban forces. And on this day in 1987, The Simpsons, which had originally been created as a series of shorts for The Tracy Ullman Show, has its first airing. In music on this day in 1965, the Beatles single Ticket to Ride was released on Capitol Records in the United States. Smile, later known as Queen, appeared at the Revolution Club in London, England on this day in 1969. In 1980, Blondie went number one on the U.S. singles chart with Call Me. George Michael was at number one on the U.K. singles chart with A Different Corner on this day in 1986. And in the United States on this day in 1986, Prince started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Kiss. Well, don't forget that today is National Amaretto Day, National Garlic Day, National Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day, National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, and National North Dakota Day. Well, there you go. Don't sweat out your feet. Whatever you're doing today, have a great History of Every Day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.